Meseches Kalim, Perek Chav Beis, Mishnah Vav. Continuing our discussion of chairs, one thing to bear in mind is that the seat of the chair was made up of three panels that were next to each other, three panels or three planks, and that's what comprised the seat. So now, kisei, a chair, shenit al chipuyei ha'imtza'i, v'hachitzayim kayamim, and the middle plank was removed, but the outer planks remain, tamei, it is tamei, because you can still sit on it. Nitlu hachitzayim v'ha'imtza'i kayam, if the outer ones were removed and the middle one is still there, tamei, it is tamei, also because you can still sit on that as well. Rabbi Shimon, however, Rabbi Shimon says, im haya rachav tefach, it had to be a tefach wide. If it wasn't a tefach wide, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not good enough, and you can't sit on it comfortably anymore, and therefore it is going to be tamei. Mishnah Zayin. Kisei shenitlu shnaim mechipuyev ze betzad se. Same arrangement, same chair, three planks, and two of its planks, two of those panels were removed, but instead of them either being the two outer ones or just the one middle one, they were two next to each other. So you have only remaining in it either the left plank or the right plank. Rabbi Akiva matamei, Rabbi Akiva said, that's good enough to sit on. It's tamei. V'chachamah matar, and the chachamah held that no, it is tar, because that is going to be a little too uncomfortable. I guess there was a balance issue. You couldn't sit on it comfortably, and therefore they held it was tar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af kisei shel kala." Also, the kisei of a bride. Remember that ornate chair. Shen nitlu chipuyav, and the panels that formed its seat were removed. But, however, this kisei of the kala also had some sort of storage compartment or a base kibel, someplace that a receptacle that it could hold things. So Yehuda said also that if the boards were removed, so there isn't a seat anymore, minishtayer by base kabbalah, but it still has the storage spot, the little receptacle or whatever it is in that kisei, that is going to be tahar. It's tar, even though it can still hold something. Why? Because when the ikar, when the main use, the main purpose of the keli is eliminated, we say that the secondary purpose is eliminated as well. And that secondary purpose is not going to be good enough for this to be makabel tumah as a keli.